We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Another foggy morning this morning. And I was headed over here this morning to assist Sean with his oil and gas show. I don't know if he'll have me back on or not, or again, ever, but we'll find out later. But about 150 yards, 200 yards, that was it. Like five stripes in the middle of highways, all I could see. So it was pretty foggy. Looks like it's starting to clear off. Slap out Oklahoma and Perryton, you're both at 60. And that's Perryton, Texas. 57 at Arnett, 52 at Hollis, 52 at Hobart, 50 at Weatherford, 51 at Bessie. Cool spot, actually probably in the whole state right now, is Putnam, home of B&L. Red Angus. If you're watching on Facebook, I got my B&L Red Angus cup that I use every day on the show. It's a great cup. 47 degrees there and 49 degrees at Camargo. I'll have your forecast coming up for you. Looks like we have some parts of western Oklahoma, good chances of rain. Last I heard, western Oklahoma, central western Oklahoma, and southwestern Oklahoma, 1 to 2 inches. I don't know if that's still in the forecast. Hope so. We'll take any rain we can get right now, as far as I'm concerned, especially at the end of November. Thanksgiving's coming up tomorrow. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I want to start the show out because I've had guests on this week and I've not been able to mention it, but I want to start this out and I want to congratulate a young lady from Carnegie, Addison Snayberger. Our first trip to Louisville to the show there was a good one. She brought home both the Champion D1 and D2 banners and finished up third overall out of nearly 600 does. Congratulations, Addison. She's a Addie, as they call her. She's a beautiful young lady. She's a smart young lady, and she's a hard worker, and she loves what she's doing. Matter of fact, I think she puts out a article, an editorial in the paper down there at Carnegie every week or once a month, something like that. She was on the show here 6-8 months ago and was talking about it. Hopefully one of these days, maybe during Christmas break, I'll get her back on and she can tell me about her ventures this year. She's really good. I think she won also this year. She won first in the FFA Creed for the state of Oklahoma. So anyway, she's a very, very likable and smart and just a good overall young lady. Sets a good example for a lot of kids in FFA for Oklahoma and just being a kid. How about that? A young lady. So anyway, congratulations again on doing really good at the Louisville stock show there. So that's pretty good. 600 does, really good actually. So all right, well let's get started. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading on concerns about increased global competition. Soybeans and corn futures were a little changed. The Black Sea grain agreement allowing shipments of ag products from Ukraine that was renewed last week amid uncertainty over the future of the program continues to pressure prices. It's not just the shipments from Ukraine that are threatened to take market share from U.S. exporters. Grain Group France Agrimer, I think I said that right, said recently that farmers were almost finished with soft wheat and barley sowing, around 98.7% of the wheat in the ground, along with 99% of the country's winter barley area. Almost all the wheat and barley were good and in excellent shape. Global wheat production was forecast by the USDA earlier this month at 782.7 million metric tons. That's up from the prior outlook, and if realized, would be an increase from last year's 779.4 million tons. Ongoing lockdowns due to COVID-19 in China are also weighing in on prices. The number of cases in the country have increased in several cities, including the capital of Beijing. That's 27,000 new cases were recorded on Monday, just shy of a one-day record for the country. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 3 pennies to $8.07 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures lost 3 1/4 to $9.08 3/4 a bushel. Soybean futures for January were up 1 1/4 to $14.31 a bushel. Soy meal added 40 cents to $405.40 a short ton, while soybean oil lost 19 to $71.25 a pound. Corn for December delivery gained 2 cents to $6.61 1/4 a bushel. We got all kinds of things going on. I'm not in the mood to read this stuff about the France deal, but let's talk about the nation's weather real quick. Winter storms watch has been issued in several counties in the Texas Panhandle, according to the National Weather Service. Heavy snow is possible starting on Thanksgiving Day and lasting through late Friday. As much as 4 inches of snow is possible, and with wind gusts up to 35. Travel could be very difficult. Visibility may fall below 1/2 mile at times. In central Kansas, meanwhile, snowfall might start Friday and last into the weekend. The snow is expected to have little impact on traffic. Well, let's see what's happening currently with the futures. Let me update it real quick. Oh, you guys got a text into our new, we got a new text line. The number's the same, but it's a different texting system we got. It's kind of cool. I got to use it for the first time this morning on the energy show. So the text line is open, 580-225-9697. Matter of fact, before I go with the futures, I got a pair of tickets to give away today. I'm in the Thanksgiving mood. Anybody want to go over to the Sugar Creek Casino December 2nd and see Easton Corbin? He's one of my favorite. Anyway, I'll give a pair of tickets away to the fourth person that texts in, and it doesn't matter which one you like or which one you use, but tell me whether you'd rather have beef or turkey for Thanksgiving. All right, and fourth person, text me in your name also. I need your name. If you don't text in your name, you don't qualify for the running of these two pairs or this one pair of tickets. So anyway, if you want to go see Easton Corbin, give me a text. Do you like turkey or beef for Thanksgiving? 225-9697, and that concert will be at Sugar Creek Casino December the 2nd. All right, let's get along with the futures. Corn, December 661, March 664. Corn for May 663, and July 658. Soybeans for January 1437, March 1443, May 1450. Soybean meal for December 41080 a short ton. January 40790, March is 40430. Soybean oil, December $74.77 a pound. January 7204, March is 7028. Hard red winter wheat, December 932. March is 922. Oats is the only grain that I see so far in the red, and it is December is 395, March is 391. Head on down here to the cotton. Cotton is for March, this mall almost 83 cents a pound, 82.824. March is 81 cents a pound. Sugar, old Bill Dance, still making money. It's still a little bit shy of 20 cents a pound, but he's right at 0.198. How's that? What's the rest of the world doing? Oh, West Texas intermediate crude is down to 77.54. Natural gas is up, though. It's at 7.23 for December. S&P and NASDAQ and the Dow's and the S&P are in the red. NASDAQ just almost there, but a little bit above even there. Up one, looks like. Other than that, everything's good. Well, I got a deal from Tyrone Spearman this morning, and there's been a change made in the 2022 U.S. peanut crop estimate. And here's Tyrone to let us know what's happening.
USDA is responsible for sending out estimates on the peanut crop each year, and this year they've made a change. The 22 peanut yield forecast has been lowered from 4,145 pounds per acre down to 4,090 pounds per acre. The lower peanut yields were posted in Georgia, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Texas, and partial of that was offset with higher yields in Alabama and South Carolina. The acreage stayed the same, about 1.4 million acres of peanuts planted nationwide in the 11 states that grow peanuts. Georgia, Florida, and Alabama will account for 74% of the peanut production. After all the disappearance of those peanuts, they estimated that peanut food consumption will be up 2% for the year. Exports are expected to be up 1.5%, and that will still give an ending stock 1 million tons going into next year. I'm Tyrone Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tyrone from Georgia. He's the one that grills his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Anyway, man, I'm going to have to sift through all these texts. I got 31 texts so far. I got 31 texts so far. Gabe got that into me here about a year ago, and I can't quit saying it. It's not the state of Texas. It's just a text. Anyway, I got 31 of them to go through, and I'll find us a winner, and I'll announce that when I come back. When we come back, we'll have some livestock stuff to talk about, all kinds of things going on in the farm world today.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 18th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,785 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 283 brought 272. 5 at 346 brought 252. 10 at 480 brought 202. 13 at 545 brought 184. 5 at 639 brought 177. 8 at 688 brought 155. 5 at 761 brought 172. 13 head of heifers at 321 brought 200. 60 at 465 brought 185. 10 at 490 brought 164. 12 at 541 brought 167. 18 at 561 brought 165. 4 at 640 brought 152. 8 at 890. 6 brought 145. Butcher cows were 40 to 77. Butcher bulls brought 46 to 105.50. Bred cows were 860 to 1650. Pairs brought 1,000 to 1725. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I bet that there, Drew Cobb just looks forward to doing that Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction update every week. He's like Jimmy Stewart, and he's just, he's a funny guy. Anyway, today is the Taylor Ranch out of Roger Mills County. Happy Cap Hour. Taylor's Ranch entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. They then put the calves on feed, in some cases as much as 200 days. This optimizes and locks their full genetic potential and gives the consumer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. Quarters, halves, or whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. Give Jimmy a call at 405-609-4662. And thank you, Jimmy and Tracy, for sponsoring Wednesday, that Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, all hour during the show today. Well, man, you guys just come alive on that new text line today. Either that or the new text line worked really well, and I'm getting more texts than I normally do or should be getting. Anyway, looks like Mr. Matt Long was the man that won the tickets to go see Easton Corbin at Sugar Creek Casino on December 2nd. That's coming up next week. Congratulations, and thank you, everybody, for participating in that. But I will let you know, out of 31 texts, see, I got that right that time, the majority was beef, believe it or not. There was only like 6 turkeys out of that. So either that or you guys are just being nice to me, knowing that I love my beef. Anyway, there was so much participation coming up probably on the next segment. I might have another question for you, and it is Thanksgiving, and I'm being generous. Might give another set of tickets away, so don't go nowhere. Well, let's check out the cattle market real quick. You want to? Futures for live cattle in December, 153.62. February 155.57, April 159.27, June is 155.47. Feeder cattle 179.30 for January. March is 182.40. 84.05 for lean hogs for December. February 88.85, and lean hogs for April are 94.65. How about that? Let's see here. I gotta delete that one. All right. Mr. Mark Z. Johnson, Oklahoma State University Extension Beef Cattle Breeding Specialist. He's got, we've talked about this numerous times in the last couple of months about hay, but this year I think you need to elevate your game on when you're buying hay. There's a lot of hay coming in from out of state, and make sure, while I'm thinking about it, if you are getting hay from out of state, make sure you're not getting it from an area where there's fire ants, or if you do, you have to have it checked in the whole nine yards. We don't need any more fire ants in Oklahoma. I know southeastern Oklahoma's run over with them, but we don't need them out here by no means. But just so much hay's being bought, and you could take the word of a lot of people for what it was, but we got a couple loads in here a while back, a couple months ago, and I'm telling you what, it wasn't near what they said it was, and it came from other part of the state. But check your hay. But he's got some advice here I'd like to go over with you real quick. Winter is coming and hay inventories are low. Given the current situation, it can come as a relief just to find hay to purchase. In 2022, many of us in Oklahoma found ourselves making hay purchases from out of state. These are not the typical harvest forces we're used to in Oklahoma. Regardless of that hay source you're considering, ask the following questions and considering the following before making purchases, because this hay is costing you a lot of money now. And so just check it out. Ask for a feed analysis report, of course, of the hay before you agree to buy, and consider the moisture, protein, energy, and the feed value of what you're purchasing. Also, consider the nitrate levels if you are purchasing sorghum hay. Purchase by the ton, not by the bale. In a drought year like 2022, there will be hay on the market from roadsides and abandoned fields, some bales of low density, depending on the baler settings. In order to get what you're paying for base purchases on tonnage, all hay price bales are not equal weight or quality. Ask how the hay has been stored. In a barn, less spoilage, stacked in rows on pallets is better than stacked on the ground. Ask what type of wrap is on the bales. Net wrap results in less spoilage than twine wrap. Ask when the hay was baled. Come to find out, this hay we got a few months ago was baled 2 years ago, not last year. Bales harvested a year or 2 years ago are more subject to spoilage. Ask where the hay is located. Hay can't be moved in from, what I was thinking about a while ago, from fire ant endemic areas without taking precautions to ensure there are no fire ants being transported to areas designated free of fire ants. How about that? Anyway, thought I'd just throw that out there as a constant reminder. Also, I've been trying to for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and I just never... I had guests, and you know me, I don't have an agenda on the show. It's just whatever comes up in front of me. That's what makes my show exciting. You guys don't know what's coming out of my mouth next. Anyway, here is the Texas Oklahoma Weekly Livestock Auction Summaries from last week. Let's start with Texas this week, since I did Oklahoma last week. Compared to last week, yearling steers and heifers sold mostly steady. Calves under 600 pounds sold $1 to $8 lower. Trade was fairly active on moderate to good demand. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady. Supply included 88% feeder cattle, 10% slaughter cattle, and 2% replacement cattle. How about that? Anyway, feeder cattle supply over 600 pounds is a pretty low number for Texas, was at 41%. Usually it's 50 to 60%. Total receipts from last week for Texas, 8,117 head. Week before, 7,304. And this time last year was 7,511. Let's just look at some of the numbers here real quick in Texas. Here's a big bunch of 86 that averaged 384, was bringing up to 257. Down here in the 400-pound range, we have some that were value-added that did pretty good, 416, 235. Some unwinged ones weighing 515, $1.84. And then we had some 630-pounders brought up to $1.84.50. And 724-pound winged ones, big set, 226, 174.36 per hundredweight. Oklahoma, compared to last week, the week before, I guess you can say that, feeder steers and steer calves steady. Feeder heifers steady to $2 lower. Heifer calves are steady to $4 lower. Demand was moderate to good. unseasonably cool temperatures, rain and snow moved across the state that week. However, not enough to hurt movement of cattle. Numbers continue to move through area auctions as winter feed supplies remain a concern. Slaughter cattle prices improved late in the week as future prices moved higher. Numbers of finished cattle remain tight. Slaughter cows sold steady to $1 lower. Slaughter bulls were steady. Packer demand was moderate to good as cow numbers began to decline some. Looks like 90% of the cattle sold last week was feeder cattle, 8% slaughter cattle, and only 2% replacement cattle. Feeder cattle supply over 600 pounds was kind of low for Oklahoma, too. It was 44%. Let's see here. We got total receipts last week in Oklahoma, 36,547 compared to 40,000, almost 41,000 the week before, and 39,000 this time last year. And let's check out a few numbers here. They didn't have very many numbers to start with. 379s, there was over 400 heads sold in Oklahoma that was averaging that 379 weight. There was bringing up to 235. 216 was the average. Some weaned ones weighing 417 were bringing up to 227. 210, 94 was the average. And then some 480 ones that were unwinged, 217, 229 was the average. So anyway, when I come back, we'll talk some more.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246.
The leather smells great, and it feels great when you slide them on. Nothing beats a good pair of boots, so give them for Christmas. The Cherokee has over 7,000 pairs of boots in stock in about 100 different styles. Looking good there is a cinch. In fact, it's Cinch and Ariat. They've got men's and women's Western clothes that carry both brands. They've also got Minnetonka moccasins and beautiful turquoise jewelry. For gifts that'll bring smiles for years, the Cherokee Trading Post and Boot Outlet, just east of Clinton. Exit 71 off I-40, high atop Boot Hill.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit CattlemansCongress.com.
I always tell my customers if they have a problem with my beef to tell me, but if they love it and enjoy it, tell everybody. Well, this is Monty, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to enjoy beef and eat beef. And if you have an opportunity, look into buying a half or a whole beef from a local producer like me. It's born and raised and fed right there in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. It's processed locally. We're a third-party verified, all natural, and I guarantee it to be good. Look us up on Facebook, Tucker Family Beef.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, Mr. Drew Cobb, he hammered me during Tradio today when I walked by because my greens clash because I'm wearing my Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour hat on, you know, for the show. And then, bam, this is where marriages go backwards. My wife, instead of texting and saying, hey, your haircut you just got and trimmed your goatee and the hair off the side of your face, it looks really good. No, she just texts and goes, or sends me a text and goes, oh, your greens clash. Do I look like a guy that worries about colors? No, I don't. If you think these greens clash, you ought to see what I got underneath my Willow Ranch hoodie. It's not good. So anyway, we got to live with what I'm wearing today. Be happy. Be nice. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Anyway, here is your northwestern Oklahoma forecast. We're going to go with, let's go with Lahoma today. You want to? All right, here's the forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. 53 degrees currently at Lahoma. The winds are out of the south at 17 miles an hour with wind gust up to 22. Humidity is 81%, so it's still pretty wet out there right now. 58 for a high today. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, 51 for a high. The winds will be out of the east. 7 to 18 miles an hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, a little cooler, 33, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Friday, 40% chance of rain, 45 for a high. Friday night, 60% chance of rain likely, 32 for a low. And Saturday, 50% chance of rain, 50 degrees for a high. Sunday, mostly sunny. And 51 degrees. So there is your forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. All right. Hey, guys, I don't know if you know it. There's a holiday tomorrow. So the Penny News came out a day early. It's on the stands now. If you're one of those guys that's got to be there at daybreak to get that new Penny News. And it is out, and it's a big one. It's a huge one. We've got Atwoods and Bass Pro Shop. Catalogs in the middle, and it's just a good one. So if you turn over to page 6, it's the Today in Ag, one of the three Today in Ag pages. There's Mr. Jerry Nine. Every now and then I get to reading some of his stuff, and he put her down pretty black and white today, and I'm going to read this to you guys. Thanksgiving time is here again, and all of us have a lot to be thankful for, and we do. Most of us do not have a clue what it would be like to live in a country where they have no freedom. Those people claiming they would like to live in a socialist country ought to move to one of them now. I challenge you to encourage your family to do something nice for someone or some family that is having a harder time this Thanksgiving. Some people have no family, and some have lost a family member this year, making it difficult. Some may be disgusted with the elections we just had, and although they are not perfect, at least we have a process and an opportunity to vent our frustration. Some in our area received some moisture in the past 2 weeks, with some farmers east and also south of us having some wheat that could at least handle some lightweight cattle on it. One farmer told me this morning that most of the wheat he planted was over at the neighbor's where the wind took it. So there you go. And then he has one more paragraph here that I thought was kind of humorous. He said, I was supposed to buy 6 pair for a man, but the only good 5-year-olds were in a group of 8 pairs. So I asked the man who had bought the 6-year-olds if he could use 2 more 5-year-olds. He said, that would be fine. He's very funny and has a very dry sense of humor. I said to him, do you want me to get the two pair that have biggest calves or the smallest? He said, well, if you would give me the smallest calves, I would have more room in the trailer. So there you go. Anyway, that's a good one. Oh, well, I'm remember next week is the Amarillo Farm Show. Anyway, let me get to that real quick. There it is. The Amarillo, Texas Farm and Ranch Show will start next Tuesday, November 29th at 9 a.m., Wednesday, the 30th at 9 a.m., and December 1st, Thursday at 9 a.m., and they go from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., so that's out at Amarillo. I know Walls, one of those over there south of Weatherford, they're a big sponsor of that show over there. So if you get a chance and the weather ain't holding you up doing something, progress or out on the farm or ranch, go check out the Amarillo, Texas Farm and Ranch Show. Also, I got a text during the break while ago from one of my sponsors, Mr. Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech. He said, he texted me, he said, don't let people scare you into buying seed now for the spring hay planting season. SEI Agritech has a very good supply for the 2023 growing season. So that was from Mr. Watkins. So I appreciate that. All right, let's move on. I wanted to go over some of the stuff that happened at Woodward yesterday. Yesterday was the last sale of the week till next Monday. And let's see here. 778 head he sold yesterday and 683 the week before. He said compared to last week, slaughter cattle was $4 to $6 higher. Slaughter bulls were steady. Demand was moderate. Looks like the breaker cows, they had about 20 head sell there that averaged anywhere from 1428 to 1725 on their weights, like somewhere in there, 1550 pound range was anywhere from 79 to 84 cents. And so anyway, good price on the breakers. Boner cows, looks like he had a big group of them, almost 130 head. I'm just guesstimating that, I ain't accurate, but pretty close. 1352 weights were bringing up to 76 cents. 1369s, they had a big group there that's up to 79.50. And then 1295 weights, 57 head there, up to 72.50. And then on the lean cows, he had, I'm going to guess, almost 200 head there. And weights, 1133 average weight, average price 66.86 on those. Some average weights at 1206, $70.30 per hundred weight on some lean cows. Bulls, it looks like he had 13 head there sold yesterday, 12 head, anywhere from 1475 to 2345 on weights. So they averaged out at 1854 and they were bringing up to 95 cents. So there you go. Let's see if bred cows, they had a few in here. Bred cows, looks like most of them were 5 to 8 year olds, were bringing up to 1300, and some cow calf pairs up to 1350. Some 5 to 8 year olds, medium and large, with 150 to 300 pound calves on them, bringing up to 1625. And ones with larger calves on it, 5 to 8 year olds, were bringing 1650. So there you go. What am I gonna do? Here we go. I've been wanting to do this for 4 or 5 days now. Climate change may boost alfalfa yields. How about this? Among the most many politically polarizing issues of the day is climate change. A multitude of claims, many of stentulated, are made both the doom and gloomers as well as the deniers. Alan Rods is an agriculture engineer with the United States Department of Agriculture Research Service based in University Park, Pennsylvania. He proposes we follow the science when predicting the outcomes of climate change and spoke last week at the World Alfalfa Congress in San Diego about the future of alfalfa in a changing environment. His news was not all bad. Climate changes are slow and difficult to observe over time, because I don't remember what it was 200 years ago, and I don't think anybody else does. Weather varies considerably from day to day and year to year, which masks the change that is occurring. Only through long-term measurements can we quantify changes in temperature and precipitation. He noted that temperatures in western United States have risen 1 to 2 degrees Fahrenheit since 1991. While there has been little change in the southeast, precipitation patterns are also changing, he says, but the degree of change hinges largely on location. Generally speaking, drier regions are getting drier and wetter regions are getting wetter. The ag engineer also noted that extreme rainfall events have increased by 40% in the northern United States, while little change has occurred in the southwest. The concentration of CO2, carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere has risen about 30% since 1960, which is mostly attributed to fossil fuel burning. Scientists believe that this is the core cause for the changes we're seeing in our climate, as there is a high correlation between global temperature and CO2 up in the atmosphere. Methane gas is also a factor, but it does not create the long-term impact seen with CO2. Changes will vary with alfalfa production. It might change in the future as a result of climate change. Him and his team have begun by using 9 different predictive climate models under a worst-case scenario where fossil fuel consumption continues at its current rate. The forecasted changes in temperatures, precipitation, and crop yield were divided into 3 periods, 1996 to 2015, mid-century, 2040 to 2059, and then late century, by the time they're going to bury me, 2081 to 2100, to the year 2100. He said that the atmospheric and climate changes will have varying effects on forage production. An important benefit comes from the increase in CO2 levels in the atmosphere. More available CO2 stimulates the growth of most forage crops, including alfalfa. So he said, last but not least, these projections are based upon the assumption that adequate irrigation water will be available to support the higher yields in western regions. That is probably wishful thinking. If irrigation water becomes more restricted, the loss of production may be substantial. So there you go. And just to go off this chart he was talking about, in California, it says recent right now, they are doing 7.5 tons per acre of alfalfa per year. In the mid-century, they're talking about it rising to almost 8.5 tons. So what was that? 25 years from now, alfalfa yields will be up. So anyway, interesting article. When I come back, we'll finish up the show and give thanks for Thanksgiving tomorrow. But anyway, Jerry Nines here with a full report from his sales this week. Remember, everybody, there's no more sales this week in our listening area until Monday when the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction fires right back up there at exit 71 on I-40 east of Clinton.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction for a sale last Tuesday, November 22nd. We sold 778 cows, both kids. Thursday, November 17th, we sold 2,955 calves and feeders for a total of 3,733 cows for the week. This week, cows and bulls, 4 to 6 higher. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 75 to 84. Thin cows bring 54 to 72, with the bulls bringing 64 to 99. 3 to 4 year old open cows to breed, 92 to 108. 2 to 8 year old bred cows, 935 to 1300, with 9 and older bred cows, 860 to 1000. 5 to 8 year old pairs, 1350 to 1650. Steers, 350 to 5-inch steers, 8 to 15 higher. Honor steer cattle, 3 to 350 steers, 204 to 229, 4 to 450, 213 to 230, 5 to 550, 185 to 219, 6 to 650, 165 to 181, 7 to 750, 173 to 179, and our 8 to 850 steers, 175 to 179.75. Honor heifers, 3 to 350 heifers, 169.5 to 177, 4 to 450, 160 to 183, 5 to 550, 148 to 170, 6 to 650, 142 to 172, 18 heifers weighing 732 bring 165, and 750 to 8 weight heifers 142 to 147, 8 heifers 11 bring 120. Have a happy Thanksgiving week. We'll be back Tuesday, November the 29th. Do something nice for the elderly this Thanksgiving holiday or someone down the dump. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual Ag Tech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Gift you get from
afternoon to all the great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 21st. 2,629 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 365, brought 246, 13 at 509, brought 194, 10 at 650, brought 170, 4 at 683, brought 165, 65 at 730, brought 185, 21 at 763, brought 172, 11 at 783, brought 174, 9 head of heifers at 311, brought 203, 43 at 426, brought 191.50, 10 at 488, brought 175, 6 at 551, brought 160, 8 at 557, brought 160, 22 at 658, brought 171. 9 at 662, brought 146. Butcher cows were 10 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 45 to 93. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle. No matter where it may be, if you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Before I do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, quick question for you. If you want to win a couple more tickets to the Easton Corbin Casino at Sugar Creek Casino concert December 2nd, quick question for you. I'll take the third texter. Yeah, third. Number three. The third person texts in because we just got about 6 minutes left in the show, seven. What's your favorite day? Opening day of rifle deer season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or your birthday? All four answers are correct. I just want to know what your favorite day is. I'll take the third one for another pair of tickets to the Eastern Corbin concert at Sugar Creek Casino December the 2nd. How about that? All right, now on with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I've chosen Mangum today, capital of Greer County. Today, 60 degrees. Currently, it's 58 there with winds out of the south at 11 miles an hour. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, 50% chance of showers, 54 for a high. Thursday night, 70% chance of rain likely, 34, with the winds out of the north at 20, gusting up to 30. It's going to be chilly tomorrow night. Get the firewood somewhere where it's dry. Friday, 60% chance of rain likely. Winds will still be gusting out of the north, 45 for a high. Friday night, the winds calm down just a little bit, 14 miles an hour. Rain likely, 60%. Saturday, high 52, 30% chance of rain, and the winds will be light out of the north-northwest. And Sunday, north winds 8 to 9 miles an hour, and mostly sunny, and north wind, just not much there. Anyway, how about that? Let's see if anybody's texted in yet. Oh, man, you guys are just lighting it up. Oh, man. My wife, you got anything better to do than listen to me for the show? And why am I wearing green and gold? I'm not. My cap is John Deere yellow and John Deere green. Get over that. And it's not a pro football team color, and I'm not Larry Bird. And yes, you can go date yourself if you want to. Anyway, all right, we got who is, Oh, let's see. All right, here we go. Here's the winner, Audi. I guess text me in your I'm sure it's flowers, and I think it is. Anyway, opening archery and rifle season is the winner. That was the third text, but we got a lot of birthdays. Sammy Carnes, you don't like your birthday. When is you don't even know when your birthday is. Anyway, it looks like kind of Christmas wins. I got 20-something texts, 4, 5, 6, 7 Christmas. And yes, you're right. Christmas is a good holiday for celebration of the Christ's birth. You're absolutely right. But Audi, you're the winner. I'll put your name up front on a pair of tickets. They'll be available after the show. You got all next week. As long as you pick them up for next Friday at 4 o'clock, you'll have plenty of time to go to the concert. And I'll have more tickets to give away next week. How about that? All right, how much time do we got? We got to figure out what I want to do. We did the climate deal, and we did the Woodward deal. Let's see here. Yeah, let's do this one. What does the future of U.S. beef supply hold? As the saying goes, the devil is in the details, especially when it comes to the state of beef industry. That holds true for Rabobank's fourth quarter beef report shows. The bank's report shows cattle prices are generally favorable across the country, but consumer confidence is falling, and this could signal problems for the beef industry. The big question is whether beef prices will be impacted by supply side pressure or the demand side. In the United States, here's a breakdown of what's going on around the world. The supply is adequate today, but buyers are concerned about the future declines. Higher beef prices are a risk in 2023, but consumer interest is holding in the United States. Dang right it is, because we all like beef. Cattle supply to expand in Europe, but production will decline overall. Downward pressure on consumption given high inflation. In Japan, imports are slow due to the supply surplus stock. In Australia, New Zealand, Australia remains constrained. Season supports cattle prices. In New Zealand, softening prices on improvement supply and easing demand. Brazil, exports continue at a record pace led by China. Higher supply than demand maintains a negative pressure on live cattle price. Back to the United States is herd, back over here where we are. Cow herd liquidation in the United States is nothing new. It's been discussed in this report often in the last several years, but 4 years of deep herd culling and minimal heifer retention has done little to reduce beef production. The bank expects the tipping point to be reached in 2023, which is next year. U.S. beef production should fall by 3% next year, with additional annual declines of 2 to 5% possible come 2026. How about that? There we go. There's a lot more to this report, but that's kind of wraps it up. So we'll see how it goes. You guys remember, there's a lot. We're doing the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. They supply beef. Be a good year to buy your grandkids or your kids some beef to put in the freezer. We don't know what's going to happen next year, so might as well get her done now. You can buy quarters, halves, or three quarters, or a whole beef from Taylor Ranch Beef. Put it in the freezer for them for Christmas. They'll have some ready in the next month, first part of January. Fill that in. You guys have a very happy Thanksgiving, and be safe if you're traveling. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.